Codependency arises from caring for others. Recovery requires self-responsibility. Jessica was married to an alcoholic. The warning signs were there early on. He stayed out drinking all night during their honeymoon, but Jessica ignored them until things got worse. Even after her husband got sober, Jessica remained angry. She questioned why she had to handle all the housework, lawn care, and keep their life together. Jessica's friends suggested Al-Anon, a support group for families of alcoholics, but this suggestion made her even more upset. She wondered why she had to do more work when he caused all the problems. Why did she need help when he was the one recovering? Jessica felt unappreciated, unheard, and unloved. Codependency and personal responsibility. Sometimes, Jessica thought she was losing her mind, but she was struggling with codependency. Alcoholism, a family illness, had disrupted her life, and codependency, like alcoholism, can get worse over time. To overcome codependency, action is necessary. For Jessica, it didn't matter that her husband caused the issue, it was now her problem to solve. The term codependency dates back to the 1970s, used to describe someone negatively impacted by a relationship with a substance abuser. It was a coping mechanism in response to someone else's substance abuse. Over time, clinicians found that codependency also appears in families dealing with overeating, gambling, and sex addiction, and in those caring for the mentally or chronically ill. It even affects people in caregiving professions, like nurses and social workers. Recovery begins with self-change. Codependency means letting another person's behavior affect you and becoming obsessed with controlling them. This points to the solution. Instead of changing the other person, we need to change ourselves. Recovery from codependency begins with recognizing how others' behavior has turned us into controlling caretakers with low self-worth and lots of anger. These behaviors don't make us flawed, they're unhealthy stress responses that were once necessary for mental and emotional survival. However, they've become self-destructive over time. Now, it's time to take responsibility for ourselves and reclaim our lives. Distance yourself from a toxic person to clarify your needs. Taking responsibility for ourselves might seem overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be done all at once. It's a gradual process that can be exciting because each step towards recovery brings an instant sense of freedom. We begin by practicing detachment. To start healing, understanding our feelings, and meeting our own needs, we first need to detach from the person causing problems in our lives. What does this mean in practical terms? If attachment means constantly worrying about someone else's issues, then detachment means the opposite. So, instead of reacting to others' problems, we focus on our own needs. Instead of depending on others emotionally, we get to know our own emotions. Understand detachment with warmth and love. Detachment doesn't mean being cold or uncaring. It's not about withdrawing from life or passively accepting all the nonsense that comes our way. It's not about forced calmness. We can be detached while still being loving and warm. Detachment is based on the idea that everyone is responsible for themselves. Since we can't fix others' problems, worrying about them is useless. If a loved one creates a crisis, like a DUI or failing to complete an assignment, we let them face the consequences. This allows them to learn and grow, and it gives us the chance to do the same. Detachment for inner peace and clarity. Although it may be scary to let things unfold, it's healthier than trying to control everything. Through detachment, we learn to accept reality, and our faith in ourselves and our future grows. By letting go of control, we free ourselves from the burden of worrying about things that aren't our responsibility, and we see that life continues. The best part about detachment is that it frees us from constant anxiety about others, clears our minds, and helps us make better decisions about how we love and care for those close to us. Pause, reflect, and act intentionally instead of reacting impulsively. Maria was married to someone who struggled with alcoholism. She tried to manage his drinking by always being there, but he still found ways to drink. During an argument, he blamed his drinking on their financial situation. So, Maria found a job. Things improved, she felt respected at work and enjoyed her newfound freedom. However, her husband's drinking resumed, triggering Maria's anxiety. She promptly quit her job to be closer to him and try to handle the situation. Was Maria truly in control, or was her husband's alcoholism controlling her? When we attempt to control things beyond our grasp, we often end up being controlled by ourselves. We stop acting in our best interests and become frustrated trying to control the impossible. Whether it's dealing with someone's addiction or another compulsion like gambling or overeating, it's a battle we can't win. Their issues overpower our willpower. Any sense of control we think we have is merely an illusion. We can't manage our emotional responses, nor can we dictate others' actions, feelings, thoughts, or beliefs. The dynamics of rescuing and caretaking. A common way we exert control is through rescuing or caretaking, as Maria did with her husband. Rescuing involves taking responsibility for someone else's actions, thoughts, or feelings. In daily life, this might mean agreeing when we want to refuse, cleaning up after others, or speaking and thinking on their behalf. We give too much and receive too little. Although we might believe we're showing love, rescuing is disrespectful. It assumes the other person is incapable of helping themselves and needs rescuing. So, what's the alternative? Learn to detach and avoid overreacting. People in codependent relationships, filled with anxiety and fear, often react excessively to events around them. When we react impulsively, we fail to pause and evaluate our feelings, missing the chance to respond thoughtfully. In reality, few things in life are truly urgent. Feelings and thoughts matter, but they're fleeting. Actions have consequences, but they seldom have far-reaching effects. Manage emotional responses mindfully. Before reacting, pause and observe any feelings of anxiety, outrage, rejection, self-pity, shame, or worry. It's okay to experience these emotions, but what's important is how we manage them. Instead of reacting reflexively, take a step back and seek tranquility. Go for a walk, meditate, or simply relax to gain clarity on the situation. Rather than focusing solely on solving the problem, prioritize caring for yourself. Boost self-worth by cultivating self-love. Learning to detach, she discovered that her life's mess wasn't due to others but her avoidance of problems. She emphasizes starting the journey to recovery and happiness by focusing on ourselves and meeting our needs, in other words, practicing self-care. Self-care means showing love and responsibility towards ourselves and addressing spiritual, emotional, and physical well-being. Though challenging initially, fulfilling these needs is ultimately a satisfying journey. The first step is rejecting the false belief that our needs don't matter. Even if others seem indifferent, our needs are important, and we must honor them. In the past, we may have neglected our needs, but now we must fulfill them. During tough times, we should ask ourselves, what do I need to do to take care of myself? Fear of self-care among codependents in Al-Anon. One Al-Anon member wanted to leave her husband but feared she couldn't manage alone, despite handling work, kids, and household chores. This fear of self-care is common among codependents, who often harbor deep-seated fears from childhood experiences of neglect and rejection. To combat feelings of low self-worth, we need to nurture our inner child. By shifting our focus from seeking approval from others to caring for ourselves, we give attention and love to that vulnerable part within us. Gradually, we learn to trust ourselves and validate our worth, embracing our flaws and quirks. Start by loving and accepting yourself as you are right now. As you acknowledge and embrace your emotions instead of avoiding them. Face feelings to find joy despite initial fear. When deciding to become sober after struggling with alcohol, cocaine, and heroin addiction for 10 years, one's counselors suggested facing their emotions. This was intimidating because the person in question believed their feelings were overwhelming and uncontrollable. However, by following their advice, they came across a saying from Alcoholics Anonymous, "Feelings are not facts." For many individuals dealing with codependency, confronting personal emotions proves difficult. Leaders of family support groups often observed members discussing the feelings of their loved ones rather than their own. After years of prioritizing others' needs, many had lost touch with their own emotions. Emotional avoidance in codependency. As codependents, many people avoid feeling due to the pain it causes. They've learned that emotional openness often leads to more hurt. At times, emotions can become so overpowering that they hinder progress toward a better life. Acknowledging these feelings entails recognizing the need for change, whether within family dynamics or relationships. Despite the hardships, emotions also hold the key to joy. Suppressing negative feelings not only dulls pain but also dampens happiness. Allowing oneself to experience these emotions opens doors to understanding true desires, goals, and needs. Support systems like Al-Anon's 12-step program are vital for codependents. These programs aren't solely about overcoming addiction but also aid in rebuilding lives and moving forward. Participation involves attending meetings, listening to others' stories, and optionally sharing personal experiences. Benefits of 12-step programs for personal growth. Many participants find these meetings enlightening, realizing they're not alone in their struggles. Hearing similar experiences from others helps break emotional barriers and encourages self-acceptance. Over time, individuals learn to apply the program steps to their lives, gaining problem-solving skills and emotional resilience. They can seek advice from fellow members when facing challenges. The simplicity of 12-step programs contributes significantly to their effectiveness. Through consistent attendance and commitment to the steps, participants often find a sense of peace. While problems don't disappear overnight, surrendering to the program gradually leads to happier, healthier lives. Key points. 1. Take responsibility for your well-being to recover from codependency. 2. Practice detachment to focus on personal growth, not others' issues. 3. Prioritize self-care to overcome codependency and honor your needs. 4. Understand how childhood experiences influence codependent behaviors. 5. Nurture self-love to break free from unhealthy relationship patterns. 6. Develop emotional awareness for inner peace and resilience.